Next, we're going to hear a novel approach to tobacco cessation, Quit and Stay Quit Monday, presented by Elaine De Leon.
Good morning, everyone.
Elaine De Leon, or
De Leon, like Ponce De Leon. So I'm really excited to be here this morning because I'm going to be talking about something that I've been working on over the past 3 years. And it's essentially a project out of the Monday campaigns that looks to push smokers to quit and... It pushes smokers to quit or recommit to quitting on Mondays, and so I'll talk about why we do that. And just as a bit of background on me, I am a research program manager with the Institute for Global Tobacco Control at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. I have no personal relationships to disclose, conflicts of interest, but I do want to acknowledge our funder for this work, the Monday campaigns. So just a bit of background on the Monday campaigns. Meatless Monday actually started in 2003 with the Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. And so if anyone's familiar with Meatless Monday, it asks that you reduce consumption or do not eat meat on Mondays. And it's a way of not only improving nutrition, but also encouraging climate change due to the reduced meat consumption. So it was the brainchild of Sid Lerner, who was a Mad Men executive, and he wanted to use the tools of marketing to really push health promotion. And so that out of that idea, the Monday campaigns was born. And so the Monday campaigns basically emphasizes the idea of Mondays as being a day for health behavior change for a variety of behaviors, not just meatless Monday. So why Monday, you might be wondering. Why not Saturday? I love Saturday. Why the day that everyone thinks is the worst of the week? But really, Monday is a shared cultural experience. We all, particularly in the United States, individuals in the workforce and in school, tend to feel like that's that time that they go back to business. And so we wanted to capitalize on the cycle of planning and renewal that comes with Mondays. And importantly, for Quit and Stay Quit Monday, we were thinking about the fact that smokers tend to choose a day, like New Year's or their birthdays, to make the decision to quit, and delay their time from relapse to next quit as a result. And so instead of doing that, you can choose Monday as your day to quit. And so if you relapse on a Thursday, you can re-energize yourself, plan strategically, and then Monday try once again. So even though this idea has face validity, of course we want to actually have some data that backs up the idea that Mondays is a good day to quit. So this is a slide from a presentation by Morgan Johnson with the Monday campaigns, where she looked at calls across quit lines. And what we find throughout the data is that quit line calls actually tend to increase at the beginning of the week and then decrease at the end. So there seems to be a push that's moving smokers to call in at the beginning of the week. Moving to even larger data sets, we looked at Google search queries and found that we tend to actually look for smoking cessation help and quit resources at the beginning of the week. And so this was across 6 languages. I just put a graph of the English curve, but you can see that Mondays and Tuesdays are when the majority of searches are done for smoking cessation help, Saturday being the slowest day. So taking that information, that there seems to be some momentum around Mondays for smokers, how do we really translate that into practice? How do we make that meaningful for our programs? And so our job at the Institute was to take that information and make it something real that can be incorporated into current smoking cessation practice. So in classes, texting, text messaging interventions, online resources, quit lines. So we've had a bit of press around Quit and Stay Quit Mondays. So the word is starting to trickle out. But to really, I think, move this movement forward, we wanted to actually have a larger study of how we could impact current classes. So with Harford County, Maryland, which is a rural county about 40 minutes north of Baltimore, we actually asked the question, are smokers who receive messaging that encourages them to quit and recommit to quitting on Mondays more successful in their quit attempt? And so I want to highlight here that this is a pilot for a larger trial, so I'm tentative to say that our results are extremely robust, but there are some promising findings. This is, again, a pilot of quasi-experimental pre-post test design where we're following smokers at 2 time points. So the classes tend to be 6 to 8 weeks, and we meet with them at that first class to enroll them. We ask them about their smoking history, habits, etc., and then at their final class, we step in again, ask them about their quits over the past the course of the class. And then 3 months after the final class, we check in once again because we saw in the periodic messaging literature that there wasn't much follow-up for these types of studies. So we're working with daily smokers, 18 and over. Again, they are Harford County, Maryland Health Department cessation attendees. And unfortunately, they recruit. So we are recruiting from their classes, but we don't control who comes to the classes, how we reach out to them. And so we've seen that enrollment has declined, and that is a limitation that we do have a small sample as a result. We have other outcomes of interest, but these are the ones I'll be focusing on today: point prevalence, abstinence, self-efficacy, and the length of the first quit attempt. So I want to be clear that when we ask instructors to implement Quit and Stay Quit Monday, we're not asking them to change their curricula. So the curriculum between the standard groups and the Monday groups are exactly the same. What we do ask is that instructors tweak and include Monday messaging in these four components, and I'll go through them right now. So for quit counseling, Every class, the instructor will deliver a tip of the week. And so an example of the tip of the week is use candy or a lollipop to keep your mouth busy when you have a craving for a cigarette. And so these would be tips that they would enact on the following Monday if their class isn't held on Monday, or they would start that day if the class is held on Mondays. And, of course, the cessation specialist at each class says, you know, if you relapse, use Monday as your day to quit, or if you stay quit, recommit, reward yourself on a Monday. And they are also asked to email participants on Mondays with a tip of the week, as well as a reminder to check in with Quit Buddies. And on the subject of Quit Buddies, both classes, both the standard and the Monday, receive that message that you should check in with a Quit Buddy. But for the Monday group, we've created this invitation that basically allows them to hand out to someone in their support network basically what's expected out of a Quit Buddy. And then, of course, going with the topic of Monday, every Monday they're encouraged to check in with their Quit Buddies. Certainly they're welcome to do that more often, but Monday is that day to check in. And so I mentioned earlier that instructors used to send out emails that they would create on their own with the tips of the week, but we're trying to standardize that. We currently work with 3 instructors, and so sometimes it's nice to have that be consistent across classes. So we're now switching over to using a newsletter to convey this information. And what I find exciting is that we also have an optional text messaging component. So I don't know how many of you are familiar with Smoke-Free Text, the National Cancer Institute's free text messaging program, but they have an amazing quit message bank. And so what we did was look at how they approached their message delivery. And essentially, they used the quit date as a day where they center the frequency of their messages. So around the quit date, you'll see 5 messages sent to individuals per day and shortly after, and then they peter out throughout the month. And then for our text messaging approach, we wanted to tap into, again, that weekly rhythm we're seeing with interest in smoking cessation. And so we deliver different messages depending on the day of the week and do not vary in frequency. So on Mondays, you'll receive the tip of the week that mirrors what's in classes. On Wednesdays, you receive a tip for handling cravings because that's when, you know, we expect that will occur. On Fridays, a weekend preparedness tip in order to avoid potential relapses over the weekend. And on Sundays, we have an interactive poll, like, did you know how much money you've saved in smoking? Those types of things to engage our audience. And we also ask them if they use the tip of the week and found it helpful. And so I'm just going to share a few of our preliminary results. We are continuing this pilot, so we expect that we'll see things more robustly moving forward and in a larger trial. But we are excited by some promising things we're finding. So we currently enrolled 74 participants in classes. We have the majority of our participants are white, reflecting the demographics of the county that we work in. We also see that folks actually, if they have a day of the week preference for when they prefer to quit, it tends to be Mondays in both groups. for baseline dependence, both groups have equal levels of dependence. I always find it odd that they, according to the heaviness of smoking index, they have very low or low to moderate dependence for the most part, and yet how difficult it is for these individuals to quit. What we did find a difference in both groups was that folks in the standard care group tended to have had a quit attempt over the past 12 months in a greater proportion than those in the Monday group. So at follow-up, we are not currently seeing significant differences in point prevalence abstinence for 7 day or 30 days, but a greater proportion of individuals are quitting in the Monday group. With a larger sample, we might expect more. Right now, we have 49 individuals we followed up with at the last class. And I just added a few other data points. So how many times did you try to quit during the class? We wanted to include this because maybe for those people who aren't quitting for long periods of time, they are actually trying to quit more often as a result of the Monday message. We also ask about the length of the first quit. We included a few questions regarding self-efficacy as the main reason for quitting, strategies used to quit. And what we found that was that for people in the Monday group, they do rate themselves higher on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely certain that your next quit will be your last quit if you're currently smoking. And I don't want to overstate this finding because it's very easy to, especially when you're using a scale, to say 7 is so much greater than 5. And really, how is that meaningful? But it is something that in a larger trial we'd want to explore further. I also want to highlight that although both groups had stated that they prefer to quit on Mondays in that baseline survey, we actually only see the Monday group participants seeing it as a major strategy they use during their quits. We also do a bit of process evaluation with this since this is a pilot. And what we're finding is that folks in the Monday group rate their classes as helping them to quit smoking higher than those that are in the standard group. And again, a 1-point difference is that meaningful, but it's something that is promising and we look to explore further. And did you find that having a quit buddy during your class was helpful in staying quit? For the Monday group, they tend to rate quit buddies as being very helpful as opposed to those in the standard care group. At follow-up at 3 months, we currently still see that the proportion of quitters are greater in the Monday group, no significant differences, however, but we're also seeing a difference in the number of quit attempts for both groups. And what's interesting here is that we can't really tell what direction, because as you can see, for no quits, we have five individuals in the Monday group who didn't even try, versus in the 3-plus quit group, we have more Monday individuals. So we're going to have to keep a check on this and see where it moves further. And as far as quitting experiences at 3 months, we no longer see that difference in confidence in quitting, but the main reason for relapsing, as always, is addiction and stress. So just to summarize our findings, smokers who have a day of the week quitting preference tend to choose Mondays. No observed differences were seen in 7 or 30-day point prevalence or the length of first quit between the groups at either the final class or 3 months after the last class. But at the final class, we did see that individuals in the Monday group were more likely to use Monday as a day to quit. They were more likely to express confidence in quitting. And then Monday group participants also found quit buddies to be very helpful. Some limitations. This was a pilot. There's challenges in enrolling participants. We also have variation in instructors. The way we tried to mediate that was have equal numbers of participants in the Monday and the standard groups for each instructor we work with. And we've also had limited enrollment in the text messaging component for the Monday text messaging program. So we piloted it with 11 individuals, found a few issues and have dealt with them, and fortunately have worked through that. We'll be starting up with the text messaging program again for our actually the class that's enrolling next week. And what's really exciting is that it will soon be available on a national level for anyone who would like to use that as a resource on the iQuitMonday.org website, which I'll mention at the end. And as some conclusions, I just want to remind you that there is very strong big data evidence that smokers are seeking out information and help at the beginning of the week. So how do we leverage that? And I would encourage you all to think about that in your practice. How do you leverage that momentum of planning and renewal at the beginning of the week? And our preliminary results for a pilot with classes and Monday messaging is promising and shows that it could potentially impact self-efficacy and perceived helpfulness of quit buddies and also quit rates. So I just want to end by highlighting the Monday resources that are available at iquitmonday.org. So this is a great website run by the Monday campaigns. You can find a blog for every Monday, a newsletter. There's also tons of promos and creatives from their marketing team that are beautiful that you can use for free. And if any of you are interested in hearing more about what the Monday campaigns does generally with other health behaviors, the contact information is there, but you can also check out mondaycampaigns.org. And with that, I will end. Thank you very much. If anyone has questions.
Yes, I was curious as to any other sources that were incorporated but may not have come up here,
yeah.
Like perhaps online networks,
yeah.
And social sites, and or hotlines that you may have suggested for them to participate?
Yes. So other work at the Monday campaigns actually is working with quit lines in Louisiana and Mississippi using the Monday messaging in those classes. We also are, I just recently did some work with an online smoking cessation intervention to see if people tend to engage and enroll with on the website. And they do at higher rates on Mondays and Tuesdays. And so we're moving forward, we're going to be seeing if we can incorporate Monday now that we see that push towards the beginning of the week as well. So we keep seeing this theme pop up. It's just a matter of how do we give the appropriate dosage of Monday. I think that's something that we're working through with this pilot to really say, like, how much Monday do you need to make a difference for these quitters? That's a great question. So we're actually, because we've tested this with a primarily white, older population, we're currently testing it. You're familiar with CEASE, but others might not be. It's a community-based participatory research project in Southwest Baltimore, which is, I believe, 90%, if not more, African-American. So we're currently testing this messaging to see if it has an impact with this population. And hopefully we'll be finding out some results soon. But we are thinking about other alternative populations. So in the new year, we expect to actually be working with mostly homeless or unemployed population, basically to see if for folks like myself who go to work on Mondays, there is a rhythm. But if you don't have, if every Monday is like a Saturday to you, then maybe it's not as meaningful. So we're definitely testing this idea in other populations as well. Yes, I have your information.
Thank you so much.
That was wonderful.